Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
Listening to the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast twice weekly thing. Needle and thread people, all that stuff. Hey, sponsored by, once again this week, sponsored by Sassy Jacks.
This edition of Fiber Talk is proudly sponsored by Sassy Jacks Stitchery. Sassy Jacks is a vibrant young needle workshop located on the picturesque Main Street of Weaverville, North Carolina. Sassy Jacks shares a beautifully renovated historic building with Five Little Monkeys Quilt Shop. This year, we are happy to welcome you to a fantastic new classroom venue above our two shops. The classroom is well equipped with two large audiovisual screens, excellent new lighting, and seminar table seating. This beautifully renovated historic building even boasts the only elevator in town. We are proud to welcome Beth Sill of Summerhouse Stitchworks August 2nd and 3rd. Beth always brings a beautiful project with some fun and easy finishing tips. And if you can't make it to the Summerhouse Stitchworks class in August, or even if you can, we're super excited to invite you to our first ever September Soiree Stitch Retreat, September 19th through 22nd. The September Soiree Stitch Retreat features just us and your whips. No class fees, no new projects, just some fabulous food, friends, and a little sassiness from your favorite shop. This retreat will be a fun little escape with time to catch up on all those other projects you've gathered during the year. We hope you find a way to come visit us soon. If you can't make it to us, then visit us on Facebook or Instagram. We love it when you stop by and say hi, whether it's in person or online. We truly appreciate you. And we really appreciate all the good things we hear and learn from Fiber Talk. We are super proud to be a sponsor of this wonderful resource of stitching goodness. Thank you, Fiber Talk, for giving us some stabby pokey talk twice a week. Kim and team at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
All right, thanks, Kim. Really appreciate the sponsorship of Sassy Jacks. And, as always, you know, we appreciate it. If you support our sponsors, you know, give the Sassy Jacks a call for your, you know, needlework stuff and, let them know that you heard it on Fiber Talk. And as always, hashtag Fiber Talk made me buy it. That gets you off the hook. That's it. Yep.
It didn't get me off the hook, Gary.
No?
No.
Oh.
It didn't. Just saying.
Oh. But it's a magic thing. It should work.
It should work. But, you know, Keith, he's on your trail. So.
You got that look, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I bet that hurt. That can cut. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. That'll chase you to the basement to finish more stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
About face, I'm out of here. I'll do the dishes later. Oh, ouch. That's supposed to be magic. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Probably not the first time in the Pfeiffer household.
No, and it won't be the last.
No, I was pretty confident of that. Yeah, I didn't think that needed to be said. No.
Oh, shoot.
So big
piece of the piece of the pie. He does the Office. What is that? Windows, Microsoft Office. Uh-huh. He does that. And he told me that we had to have our come to Jesus meeting. You know, our quarterly come to Jesus meeting. And he told me that my piece of the pie was getting a little too large. So I had to cut back.
I see.
Did
you tell him that you do the come to Jesus meeting every Sunday? That midweek is unnecessary? Try that.
I don't like the come to Jesus meeting.
No.
I haven't had one for a long time, but he just told me the other day that we had to talk about my piece of the pie. And I was like, is it bad? And he goes, it's got a little bit too much whipped cream. Yeah.
Ouch.
I said, okay, I'll cut her back.
Ouch. Oh. I'm going to stitch up a piece. Hashtag Fiber Talk made me buy it. And you can hang it on the door or something. Yeah. I'll put that together this afternoon for you.
Okay, yep. Thanks.
Yep. So, big excitement here just in the last couple of days. Vonna and I will be at the Nicola Parkman Workshop at Sassy Jacks next May. That's going to be fun. So we're doing the Thursday, Friday. So that'll be May 28 and 9. Yeah, 28 and 9.
Uh-huh.
We're doing the Thursday, Friday. And then there's this other class, this extra class, Mabel Took Sampler. Can't say I know much about it. So we're going to be there. So we'll be there arriving Wednesday and going home Sunday. So we're going to be there for the whole deal. And we're going to have to not disturb Nicholas' class. We're going to have to be careful. But, you know, there may have to be some after class activities here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of chewing on some ideas. Yeah, we may have to have a little something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't a soiree. Know.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Do those hurt, those soiree things?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Yeah, me neither. So I don't know if they hurt or not. So anyway, yeah, that's going to be fun. So in that video coming up of the sampler that's going to be the workshop, that's the one I talked about last time Vanna and I were together, where we got to see the backside of it and the whole bit. So that's going to be the workshop. So that'll be terrific. And mm-hmm. then this other sampler. And then, yeah, I think it's going to be, there's going to be some other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we got to figure out some other things. So,
yeah.
So, folks, that's coming up. Yeah. Now, I don't know when Kim is going to announce the class so you can sign up. But we'll be at the Thursday, Friday class. And if it's anything like this year, there'll be a Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday, Tuesday. And so, yeah, get yourself signed up as soon as you can. Get on that Sassy Jacks mailing list so you know what's going on. And because Kim does a newsletter and whatever else. So get on that and we'll keep you informed. But yeah, it'd be great if that Thursday, Friday class sold out like overnight. And then because there's more room in that classroom. We could have more. We could have more. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I can't wait.
Woo-hoo. Yep. And then remember now, still through June, Jacob DeGroff, Modern Folk Embroidery, you get the 20% off with the coupon Fiber Talk, either RE or ER, at Modern Folk Embroidery. So, you know, take advantage of that.
Have you noticed there's been several new people on Instagram that have started Modern Folk Embroidery patterns in the last month?
I have noticed that.
I have too.
And there was a call from someone the other day for a stitch along with Vanna, a Lenten stitch along with Vanna for the Agnes Day.
Oh, you know what? I was going to put that back for Lenten. So let's put it up there. Lent 2019 Agnes Day.
Yep.
Stitch along.
So I think that's a do it. That's a doable thing.
Oh yeah, it is a doable thing. Because I didn't have anything lined up because I didn't buy that pattern after I said I was going to buy it, that Mary pattern.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm up for that. That is awesome. So somebody, you didn't tell me this, Gary, that somebody texted you or whatever, messaged you. What'd they do?
I'm telling you now.
Well, that's all news to me. And I would say, yes, that's an awesome idea. That's an awesome idea.
Yeah. So I think that's a go.
I think it's a go, too.
Because I'm in.
I'm in, too. I'm down.
Lenten season 2020, Agnes Day, Modern Folk Embroidery, Stitch Along, Fiber Talk.
Yeah. That's a lot of, is that going to be a hashtag? That's a lot of
That's a hash paragraph, I think. Yeah, I think it's a hash paragraph.
Oh, shit.
And it was so funny because last time we talked about it, and see, one of my lame word church jokes is like when we're doing handbells and, you know, we're scheduled, like a lot of times we'll play during communion. And over the years, it's always been, yeah, we'll get up during Agnes. So Agnes Day has, to me, just become habitually Agnes. or we play right after we sing Agnes. and I said that in the last podcast we did. I just called it Agnes because it just comes to me. And I said, I heard that and I go, you idiot. Now you sound like you don't even know how to pronounce the Latin, you know? So
I noticed that, but I didn't say anything. I thought, what is he talking, Agnes?
Well, that's what, that's the thing. Yeah. We play right after Agnes. Okay. No, it's Agnus Dei. It's Latin. Yeah. It's, yeah. I know. I just don't do. Plus, Agnes is so much more fun. Right after we sing Agnes, we're playing bells. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
But there we have it. Okay. So that's set up.
Yep. Let me pencil that in my calendar.
That sucker's a big one. That's got some size to it. What is that stitch count on that? Just a minute.
It's big.
To get that done in Lent, man, that's going to take some ground cloth poking. 217 high by 357 stitches wide. So on 32 count or 16 count Ida, it's 34 by 56 centimeters. So 2.5 centimeters per inch. Ooh, that's got some size.
How big?
I don't have a calculator with me. So whatever, folks, just take 56 divided by 2.54. They'll tell you how many inches.
56 divided by, wait a minute, let me get to my calculator here.
2.54 centimeters per inch. So 56 and a half divided by 2.54. Faster, Vanna, faster. Come on.
56 divided by 2.54 equals 22 inches.
22 inches wide.
And then what was the top one?
34.5 centimeters.
0.5 divided by, what was it? 2.54. 4.
You got a science degree? Come on, convert these things.
13 and a half.
So 14 by 22 then. On 30, that was on, what did I say, 35 count?
32 count.
So.
That's what you said, yeah.
So it's going to be like 12 by 18 on 40 count.
That's not that. That's nothing.
But it's dense.
Yeah, but think it won't be like, you know, it won't be like Jesus's face that I did because I had to like really pay attention to the, you know, there was so much color changes. Right. But this is just all one color.
One color, yep.
You can just buzz.
Yep. Dark blue. I think dark blue with white thread for me.
I think I'm definitely going to do white thread. I almost think that I might do black. Black ground cloth with white thread.
Okay, Kim, put it together. I need a 40 count dark linen, dark blue linen. Vanna needs a 60 count black.
Yeah.
Okay. You stitch it on 60 count black, I'm buying you dinner. There you go. There's your offer. I'm buying dinner. You stitch on 60 count black. I drive to Bloomington and buy you dinner. How's that?
Okay. I will. I'm not going to do that, Gary.
You won't be able to see your dinner because you'll be blind. But
that's right.
Yeah. That's the offer. I'm buying dinner. 60 count black linen.
Mm-hmm. Throwing it down. Ain't going to happen.
You do it. You do it. You're an absolute fool.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, I'll just buy my own dinner. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I would buy, but I'd laugh at you the whole way for being such a fool.
Yep. Oh.
Royal blue. Royal blue, 40 count for me.
Royal blue.
Yep.
40 count. That'd be pretty.
Yep. Or I could go with purple. If I went with a purple, that would give the royal, you know, that's the kind of the royal color.
Yep. Yep. And it's, and you know, it's that it's would be Easter, which don't they wear purple?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would just kind of fit right in. Yeah, look at me. Look at me going all religious with cross stitch. Look at that. Wow.
Oh, shoot.
It's beautiful.
That's something.
Okay, so there it is, folks. 20% off Modern Folk Embroidery, 20% off through June. Get your copy of Anya's Day. Be ready for the stitch along.
And hashtag Fiverr Talk made me buy it.
Right, because that's magical, except in the Pfeiffer home.
Oh, that's right. It'll probably be magical next month again.
Yeah.
I just had the brakes put on it this month.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yikes.
Yeah, ouch. Mm-hmm. So there we have it. All right, so there's that. Queen Sampler, last time we're starting a project without all the threads in hand. That's it.
We started talking too fast about it before. Yep.
We got all jumpy and worked up about it, and we couldn't get the threads. So hopefully by the time you and I talk next, we'll have the silks and be able to go.
Yeah.
I hope. Jeez,
and then you need to talk about that we have taken the advice of other people, and we are not starting. Did you say that?
Yeah, I did that last week. But yeah, don't do the white work. If you're going to tension like on a scroll rod or something, don't do the white work first. Smarter people than us have said, no, you'll regret it.
Yeah. Keyword, smarter people
than us. Yeah, that's a whole lot of people. And they all came together and said, you're an idiot.
What are you thinking?
Yes.
So
don't do that. Don't do that. Mm-mm. So I don't know what to do. And I haven't been home. Like I was home 2 days out of 10 here. And so now the travel is over. So I want to look at that because I got out, I thought, well, all right, then we'll put it on Q-Snaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be too tall to be comfortable stitching.
Yeah. Well, you said stretcher bars too. And I thought that there is no way I'm going to do it on stretcher bars.
No, that won't work. So now it looks to me, and a couple have suggested to wait to do the really dimensional stitches until
the end.
So you don't crush them. And then, like Debbie Rowley mentioned last week, put some padding in there. If you're going to do them and then scroll up, put some padding in in the scroll. And that'll keep your tension, but not crush them or protect them. So, yeah, I got to actually sit down and look at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, whatever you do, don't do the white work on a scroll rod or whatever. And because, yeah, those people who have more smarts have said it'll unravel and it'll come apart. Though it will hold together, it weakens the ground cloth enough that under tension over time, it's just going to start to come apart. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
So I don't know. Do we end up doing it with a hoop and in hand? Oh, that would kill me.
Mm-mm.
No,
I'm going to do it on a scroll.
Yeah, me too. I got to have that.
I just think that we don't do the queen's dresses and all that stuff until the end.
And we're doing it on Russian tea cake, which is what it was called for. Kim sent the wrong linen. So Russian tea cake is what we're doing it on.
A
corrected linen is on its way. So, cause that's what, Linda Vinson did it on was Russian tea cake. And so that's what we're doing. Coming to us.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I've said this to my friends, I think. We were talking about you. And I said, you know, I said, you know, in one of our podcasts this spring, we were talking about this. And I said, I don't want to do that. I just want to cross X's and not think. I don't want to learn anything new. And you said, and it was live, it was in one of our podcasts, and you go, yeah, why would you want to learn anything? Why would you want to do anything like that, learn something new? And after...
I can't believe I said that. I can hear myself just firing that off without even thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that. And after, you know, when you said that...
Sorry.
I thought, well, you know, I thought about that even after we hung up. I thought, you know, that was why wouldn't I want to learn something new? You know, that's silly. Why would I not want to learn something new? So the next time you approached me about doing the Queen Sampler together, I said, okay, because you didn't really even have to, like, pull my arm or anything.
No, you came willingly.
Yeah.
Semi-willingly.
And I'm really excited about doing it. I'm afraid to do it, but I'm excited to learn, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Nah, no fear. Just dive in. Just go for it.
I mean, that's what I got to do because I really have no experience with anything that we're going to be doing. So besides the cross stitch part, yeah. Which I don't think there's very much of it in there.
No, I don't think there's a lot of that in there.
So what do I know? Nothing. I know nothing.
Yep.
But if I would get it completed, I imagine that I will be entering it into an affair somewhere. If I get it completed and it looks good, I'm going to be entering it in the fair.
Man, that thing at a local county fair would blow them away.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what to do with that.
Yeah, and see, that's coming up. Ellie, tonight after supper, I have to frame 6, 7, 8 pieces for Ellie because her turn-in is on Thursday. So we went and bought the frames today, $250.
Yeah.
That hashtag is
come to Jesus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it'll be okay because her pie, I guess, isn't as big as mine. But
her pie's in the safe range.
But so I have
get to her to buy stuff for you.
I know.
Come on, Vonna, work the system. Hey Ellie, this thing right here, yeah, that's out of your pie. Yeah.
Oh shoot, but she's got to I've got to frame her stuff tonight and we turn it in or she turns it in on Thursday. And then I think next week is when they have open class turn-ins. And I was debating on if I was going to do last year I couldn't do it because we were on vacation when open class turn-ins were. And so this year I was like, should I do it or should I not do it? And I posed the question to my family the other night and Keith goes, of course you have to do it. You have to put Jesus in the fair.
That's what I was going to say. Come on.
And I was like, oh really? I don't know that Jesus is good enough to go in the fair, you know, cause I really didn't pay like a lot of attention to my stitches and stuff, but I'm going to put Jesus in the fair. I'm going to look him over real good. See if I need to restitch any areas. And I'm going to put Jesus in the fair and I've got other things that I can put in the fair. So I think I am going to go ahead and do the fair again this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing is beautiful.
It is beautiful. You know, it is beautiful.
Just go through, tighten up a couple stitches, snip off some ends on the back. You'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That's what I got to frame it. I've got the frame and I've got the glass here and I just got to find the time. Time's been a little elusive here the last 6 weeks, but I'll get it framed. And then I think I will go ahead and enter open, you know, go ahead and do it in open class and see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Well, and the judges, if it's close, you know, they can't vote against Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
So you have that little edge. It'll be a little edge there. Yeah.
Well, the one thing about it is even if Jesus doesn't win anything great, I will just be happy to put that in the fair just because I'm going to tell you right now, that'll be the first thing everybody sees when it's hanging on the wall.
Yep. Yep.
Because it's just that it just honestly, it just like is attention grabbing immediately.
Yep.
When you see it hanging on the wall. So
evangelism at the county fair.
That's right.
Look at that. Outreach.
Talk it up. Outreach.
Outreach. Right. Go to the priest. Go to the priest. Hey, outreach, buddy. That's what I'm all about. I'm Vonna. I do outreach.
Oh, shoot. I wasn't going to do it. And then Keith was like, of course you have to do it. You have to put Jesus in the fair. And so for him to say something like that, that's huge. So
he's right. Yep. Let's go. Frame it up.
Yep. Frame it up. Get her done.
That's right. Okay. Jesus is going to the fair.
That sounds like a storybook.
It does.
Jesus goes to the fair.
Yeah, that's a good Bible school kids book. Jesus goes to the fair. by Ivana Pfeiffer.
That's right. Illustrated by Ellie Pfeiffer.
That's right. See, there, you got it. You got it. Write it up. Write it up now. Oh, man. You got a cover picture. You got an illustrator. Jesus goes to the fair. Oh, man. That's it right there. Bible school next year. Oh, yep. Outreach. You're doing it. Oh, man. You're going to be a hero in that church. Oh, wow. Oh, man. My heart's warm just thinking about this now. I mean, that's God's work at the very pinnacle right there.
It is.
It is. Oh, Vanna. Really. Oh, I think I just had a tear drop on the table here. I think I did. Yeah, it was. It's a tear. Yep. Wow.
Oh.
I am absolutely moved here. This is it right here.
You all heard it here, right here right. On Fiber Talk.
Jesus Goes to the Fair by Vanna and Ellie Fiber. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There it is. Okay. Write it up.
I will. The story hasn't been told yet, but once it is, maybe yep. We'll might have to write it up.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see the pictures. Yeah. All right. So we're going to. Yeah. Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Needle Minders. Okay, Fiber Talk Needle Minders. I've shown one, and we had some for the classes at Sassy Jack's. So we're coming up soon. And by soon, I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to buy a Fiber Talk Needle Minder. But a lot of little things have to happen first. Like today, this is Tuesday, we shipped one to Vanna because we have to see how they ship. I have to see how much it costs for postage. See what it's like to package one up and then what condition it's in when it gets there. So, Vanna will get that in the next couple, 3 days. So we got to see how that works. Cause you know, the post office, I mean, time they run it through 18 rollers, who knows what happens. So that, and then I'm setting up so that, there'll be a shopping cart on wetalkfiber.com. So I got to set that up and test that. So working on that and then, needle minders. And I'm pretty excited. I like them. They're big. They're 2x2 square. So there's some size to them. But then we tested a bunch of magnets. It takes time because we tested a bunch of magnets. We ended up with a 1.5-inch diameter circle magnet. I guess if it's diameter by definition, it has to be a circle, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I think so. I think it works that way. So there's a good magnet on the back side because I wanted to make sure that there was enough magnet so that it would hold needles well, but not so strong that you pinched your fingers every time you tried to do something with it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think we got that. So, but we just got to go through all the mechanical things of mailing and setting up so people can buy them. But that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So excited for that. Yep. And several people have asked, so I bring it up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited about them too.
Yeah. Fun for that. So that's coming. And of course, you'll hear about it here on Fiber Talk when we do it. I have to ask you had out of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things. First, all right, let's talk about, because in the was it the Punch Needle magazine? What is the name of that magazine?
Punch Needle and Primitive Stitching.
Yeah, that magazine. One. Mm-hmm. Your project, that box thing that you did this time.
Yeah.
I have to say, when I saw it, I just kind of stopped.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I thought that's pretty special.
Oh, well, thank you, Gary.
I mean, I did. I just stopped at, wow. Because you had talked about that you had
with
one coming
you.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, all right, that sounds interesting. I think literally out of the park here.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you? That's pretty, that looks cool.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, once I finish something that's like completely different or, you know, I come up with a different idea, I think, yeah, that's not so great. I'm not kidding. am not kidding you. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever.
No. So all right. Well, all right. Then we'll let the people judge. So it's a box. And so you tell about this. So you bought this box that what?
No, I made the box by hand.
You made the box by hand. Holy smokes. Really? And you're saying this is not that great? Come on. You made the box by hand?
Yep. With mat board. And I sewed it. I sewed, so the four sides. I laid it all out.
So so the whole project in the magazine, I can make the box and everything?
Yeah. Yep.
And this is not so great in your head?
No.
Oh, Vanna. All right, tell about it. Tell about it, and the people will have to figure it out. Because it's cool.
So it's make the box, and you make the box, bottom, lid, and everything. And then I bought a little turntable and glued it on the bottom with E6000 tape so it spins. And then inside the box, on the outside, a box has four sides. So
most of them, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to the five-sided box. No. But on four sides.
This has kind of become a math show, hasn't it?
It has today. Yeah. On the four sides, I did it for seasonal designs because there's so many cute seasonal designs that many designers have out and have had out over the years. And it doesn't even have to be from the same designer. It can be designs from many different designers. But, we're talking like May, June, July, those kind of designs that has like the monthly or seasonal or whatever. And they have magnets on them and you put the magnets. I don't like it putting magnets on stitching and putting it on like a refrigerator or a tin. Like I have a tin thing that I for years have stitched like seasonal things and switch it in and out for seasonal, like I'm talking autumn, spring, that kind of thing. That's not like a new idea. It's for me, it's not a new idea, but I don't like it when it like sticks, makes the magnet, like makes it stick out too far. Cause then that bothers me. My OCD-ness gets bothered. If I see like a space between what it's magnet to. So how I did that so that it didn't stick out is I put the neodymium. How do you say that? Is that
neodymium?
Yeah, whatever. Those.
Well, that's how you say it. Neodymium.
Neodymium. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I like I like Neil Diamond. That's what,
It's kind of like Neil Diamond. But anyway.
Neodymium, now that's just geeky. But Neil Diamond, now we're talking. A Neil Diamond magnet. I'm going to look that up. Can we get a Neil Diamond magnet?
So I put one on the stitching. I glued them on the four sides of the stitching, and then I put the other on the inside of the box, and it's, so it holds it. So it doesn't stick out a lot. There's not it's flush against the box. So anyways, regardless, you put like January, February, March, April on the box. Each month you just turn it. So January is on the box, and when it's February, you turn it to February. So 4 months are always displayed on the outside of the box, and your other months, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December are all stored inside the box. So it is a storage solution and a display solution for your monthly smalls.
See, what's wrong with that?
It's a good idea. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's good. It was okay. It was good. I always see things that I could do differently, or better. And this was the first time I had this idea in the middle of the night and I made it happen. I had to think about it. I had to make like a small miniature version to see if I could do it. And then I did it. And, on the scale that I wanted to do it that, for the series that I was doing. And, it worked. It worked, I guess. I don't know what to say about it. It was okay. It was good. It was good, I guess.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. And I thought you had to. I thought you bought a box from Michaels or something. But so with mat board, so the whole thing I can make without. Because, yeah. I mean, to me, that's just, it's such a simple thing and so versatile. And since it's a turnaround thing, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have, oh, and then, yeah, I just thought it, I thought you had something there with the storage inside and the whole bit. And
I think that yeah. It's a nice, it's a really great idea. I guess, you know, I'm thinking about, I'm the one that made it. So I'm thinking about like the problems I had making it or, and
okay, Vonna, like, stand up right now, reach your hand around and pat yourself on the back right now. Come on.
I just have a hard time like saying, yeah, that's awesome. When I make something, I think it's good. And I have not ever seen anything like that. I have not ever seen any finish like that. And so, yes, in that retrospect, it was revolutionary, I guess for that. So there you go. But thanks. That means a lot when I hear somebody say something nice like that. That really means a lot to me. So thanks for saying that. It was a good project because I always kind of like second guess myself.
It's good. Go buy that thanks. Punch Needle and Primitive Press magazine. That's probably not the right name.
Primitive Stitcher.
Primitive. Yeah. That one. Go buy that magazine. What month is it? The June?
It's the summer issue.
Oh, okay. So summer issue, get to your local needlework store, buy that thing, make the box.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking then the box can be really any size. So if I have like little tiny monthly things.
You custom make it to fit your series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or see, you know, I'm thinking I could go through some sampler charts and pull some motifs off for different seasons and stitch those and use those.
Yep. Yep. And the box really isn't that hard. I mean, the way I did it, it's not that hard to make. Really, it's not.
So, yeah. Okay.
That's how you do it.
Good
there
job.
You go. Bingo, bingo. There
good
you
job, Vonna.
Go. Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it looks great. It's
Thank
a good
you.
Idea.
I appreciate it. Yep. And Prince Needle and Primitive Stitcher, they have a beautiful magazine. It's very those thick. It's like very thick, almost like vellum type pages, glossy. It's nice. It's a nicely printed magazine, but you can also just go to their website and get a online subscription only. So you can download it right to your computer and look at it, you know, on your iPad or your laptop or your Kindle or whatever. So they have that option. And then you can print like the projects that you want to print. I mean, you know, want to do that way. Yep. So it's a good magazine.
Well, that's a good one.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well played.
Thank you.
Then I had to ask you in one of your out of the cave postings, you had a hands-on design stitching by the sea. You did a block and basket finish. I thought that was, I'd not seen that one, or at least don't remember seeing that one. So
I hadn't seen that one either. I think she's had other block ones, but I just finished that. That's Kathy Haberman, Haberman. How do you say, what is it? It's Haberman, right?
Yes. I believe.
Okay. I've called her Haberman for so many years that now that she's actually corrected, now I'm confused. Is it Haberman, Haberman? But it's Haberman. So
so that was that finish was her finish design too then?
Yeah, because, I mean, they had to, she created the design and the finish. I just, you know, how to do the finish. I just finished it. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, that wasn't me. That was her.
Well, it looked great. I don't have her entire catalog memorized, so I didn't, that was a new one to me, but I just thought it looked really good the way you did it.
Yeah. I mean, it took, that was all hand stitching, all of that. That finish was complete hand. That took
Whoa,
me one inspired.
Really?
Yes. That was not sewing machine. That was all hand stitching. So, that took some doing to do. That was some doing there, right there. So anyways, but yeah, the lady, one of my clients sent me that and, asked me to finish it, and I did, and it was cute. It was a darling little design, and it was darling finished. It was just really cute finished up. So, yeah. But it took all day. It took all day for me to do that one piece. Ooh,
hand stitching that. Yeah, that would take a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, all hand stitch. So,
Ooh. Yeah. Well, it worked out great.
Thanks. Thank you. It was cute. I thought it was cute. And hats off to Kathy Hoberman because she is fantastic.
You're too.
She is real.
Yeah, she is really good.
she is really good. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. I mean, she's very good. And her, you know, she has that. I mean, she's really good. And she's a really great finisher. And she's a very talented design artist. And there's just no other. I mean, hats off to Kathy Hoberman for that because she's just awesome. You know, I mean, the finish was just, I mean, it was executed well. I did well finishing it, but it wasn't my idea. It was hers. And so, yay, Kathy. Awesome. It was beautiful.
Well, it was one of those that I thought, oh, I'd like to have something like that. But then I thought, no, then I got to stitch it. So,
yeah, and it was pretty densely stitched.
Yeah,
too.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it was pretty densely stitched. So, yeah, but it was a cute finish.
Yep. Well, that's a good one. Always fun to see the stuff that comes out of the bat cave down there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've got a lot of stuff coming out of the bat cave.
Yep. I'm sure of that, especially after the Come to Jesus meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That production paper. Will get ramped up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. You're right.
Ooh, it'll be a rough weekend at the Pfeiffer household. Mm. Where's mom? Don't ask.
Well, they always know. Like I hear them talking, you know, upstairs because they're right above my head a lot of times. And I'll go, is mom down in the basement? Where's that? So they know that's where I'm at. If they can't find me upstairs cooking, it's either cooking or down in the basement working. So
is that like a broom pole to the ceiling floor? Bang, bang, when they ask?
I can. Yeah, well, see, you know, the basement's not finished. So it's just floorboards right above my head. And if I can, like, burp loud and they'll hear me.
Yeah, so when they're talking about you, bang on it. You get a broom down there and just bang on the floor.
I need to get one of those right by my work table.
Just reach right up, bang on it. Yep, that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Don't try anything funny.
That's right. Don't try anything funny.
The boss is monitoring from the basement. Yep. Mm-hmm. Watch yourselves. Yeah. Yep. So you were asking about, you listened to
Joanna
Summers Sunday. Mm-hmm. About painted canvas.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was kind of a new thing for you or not.
I mean, I've known about them, but I've always been intimidated by them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know. I saved a picture today because there's this lady that I know from here in town, and she stitched. It's okay. So it's you and I and friends, I think. You and I, you, like E-W-E,
yeah, and I was going to say, let me guess, the U is the sheep, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I, E-Y-E, does painted canvases. They used to do cross-stitch patterns, but they do painted canvases. And she, I would see her at my local needlework shop when I went there every now and then, during stitch days, she would bring this design. And then I saw it at a retreat once. And then I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she finished it, I think, last year. And it was called Village Scene. And it was by Robin, let's see.
Robin King?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was the stitch guide was by Robin King.
Yeah.
But the painted canvas was by you and I.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic. It's beautiful. And I talked to her about it one time. I was like, okay, tell me about it. And how do you do it? And she goes, well, you just follow the stitch guide. And, you know, it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. That's what she kept on saying. But it looks pretty much like rocket science to me. And it's just those kind of things are really like intimidate me. Kind of all needlepoint kind of intimidates me. I've done some, well, I haven't done needle. Is it, what is, I've done counted thread work. What is that?
I mean, that to me, that's needlepoint. That's just a version of needlepoint.
Okay.
If you're so doing have, on, you know, an 18 count mono canvas, that's needlepoint.
And, okay. So I have done some. I've done maybe 10 of them. Nancy's Needle, that's who I've done primarily. Right. So they look like quilt blocks.
Yep.
But then I see things like what I think is counted canvas or counted thread work that is like buildings and like village scenes and stuff like that. So is that, does that, is that happen? Is that true?
Sure. Sure.
It is.
You can do that. You, there's the straight counted canvas like Debbie Rowley designs.
Mm-hmm.
Geometric stuff.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would, you know, and depending on the designer, you either go, Nancy's Needle. Yeah. That's pretty, I call that, you know, not to be derogatory, but I just call that mindless needlepoint.
Yeah. I would agree with
that. Yeah. But I've done a couple of hers and they're fun to do because you can just sit there with the TV on and just go.
Yeah, knock it out in no time.
And you just get that rhythm going, and it's really relaxing, and you get a beautiful piece when you're all done. And I've got a couple of them framed on the wall. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
But then the stuff that I really love is the Debbie Rowley, Curdy Big stuff with the Jessicas and the Walnettos and all that stuff. To me, that's where it really is at. But that's all charted. And then there are people who will do designs like a heart or buildings like a you know, kind of a crude skyline or something like that, where they'll draw them out on pencil or it's just counted. Yeah, there's that kind of thing. A lot of times those get drawn out with pencil first. So there's that kind of thing. And then there's the full-blown painted canvas. And that's really a different world. And that's like Joanna Summers, that's what she does. Mm-hmm. And just different preferences, you know, the knock on painted canvases are so expensive.
Right.
Because they are. One of any size is expensive. You lay out, a couple $100 or more for a good stitch painted canvas like Joanna does. You lay out some healthy dollars for it. But, it's the old, well, but the number of hours of enjoyment I'm going to get out of it, divide that and, you know, compare that to going to a movie. And you can make that. It's the painted canvas. I've only done a couple of painted canvases and that was a long time ago. And it doesn't interest me. And I think I got turned off because I learned needlepoint on painted canvas a long time ago. And you would stitch the design. It was typically all done with wool in basket weave. Mm-hmm. And so you stitch the design so in the center, and so you get to change colors, but it was primarily basket weave, and there was some more advanced stitches, but not a lot. And then you'd have this background that was just this one color, just endless basket weaving, and I had so many of them that I did where the background needed to be stitched, and I did just painful drudgery to me, so I just... They just sat there and eventually I threw them away. I just didn't care. But those were kits and they were cheap wool and poorly painted and so on and so forth. But the painted canvas today with all the threads and all the stitches that have come along over the years, the people, you know, the stitch guides, I mean, there's an art to it. There's a real art to it and I have considerable respect for it. Because the people who can look at those things and do a stitch guide, but then to me, the next level is people who can stitch them and do their own.
Yeah, see, that's what intimidates me because I knew that that's what it was.
Yeah.
That you had to look at that and fill it in your own stitches. Well, I'm not that smart to do that. I don't know. And so that's what intimidates me. And correct me if I'm wrong, but not every painted canvas has a stitch guide, right?
Oh no, that's a separate thing. You like if somebody produces a canvas, then somebody else might say do a stitch guide for it, and then you pay separate for that. Or if somebody's if somebody's doing a class, then they might do a stitch guide for a canvas. So not their canvas, but they'll do a stitch guide.
Okay.
And then have a class.
Okay. Now then this is the other thing I want to ask. So she's, from what I understood from Sunday's show, she paints the canvas with a brush and her paints, right?
Right.
Okay, so is that like the only one of that design ever?
No. No, see, that's the thing. See, she'll have an agreement with an artist, like a painter or a drawer, an illustrator, whatever, mm-hmm. like Ellie. You know, mm-hmm. Ellie does something, and so you have an agreement to allow Ellie's art to be used as needlepoint.
Right.
And then Joanna would paint that canvas. And adapt it and get all the lines lined up with the holes and the threads so that it's clear where a stitch goes and where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would paint that, but then she has a service that paints multiples of those.
Oh.
So see, here's the master. Now she pays a service then to paint a bunch of them because otherwise she'd be painting around the clock.
Well, that's what I didn't understand that. And I was like, how in the world does that work? So the only one person has, there's only one canvas. And then how does that person have a stitch guide? And then how do they, I didn't understand that there was then.
The painted canvas, like Joanna would do a canvas.
Yeah.
Okay. And then say, I have this for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then orders come in. And I don't know, she may paint the first two or three just because, one will come in, so probably paint it. But if she needs 10 of them, then mm-hmm. that's where the service comes in, because that's multiple people, in a factory-type setting or working out of their homes or whatever. I don't know how it works. Painting this same canvas off of a master, I'm sure off of a picture.
Okay.
And then painting it, and then they ship those painted canvases to Joanna, who then can ship them on to the stores to fulfill orders. But the stitch guide is a separate thing. That's someone who takes a canvas and says, all right, I want to bring this to life.
Right.
So I'm going to use different threads and different stitches to put more emphasis on this element and make this one recede to the background. And, this is grass. And so I'm going to use this stitch to make it look like grass. Or these are puffy clouds, so I'm going to do that. Or, this is a person, it's a Santa Claus, so I'm going to make his big red coat have this stitch. And so all of that. And so that's where, to me, that's where the art comes in. And so then, all right, so then as a stitch guide, then you write that all up. You stitch it and you write it all up, all instructions, and then someone buys those instructions, and then they stitch your interpretation of that painted canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not appreciably different from a charted canvas piece or a cross stitch piece or whatever. You buy a canvas and you follow these instructions and you get that look.
Okay.
So then to me, and I'm probably insulting people all over the place, but sorry. That to me, then the next level up is someone who takes a canvas and as a hobby says, all right, I'm going to interpret this canvas. And I may not write down what I do, but I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say, all right, Santa's coat gets this red with this stitch. And I'm going to determine where the folds in the coat, the hanging coat, get darker. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do turkey work on the cuffs to make them puffy and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do his beard with this kind of thread in this stitch to make it look realistic. And mm-hmm. the people who are really good at that
mm-hmm.
are amazing to me.
And that's the stitch guide people.
Well, the stitch guide people are people who don't make a stitch guide.
Are people that just buy the canvas and are going to do it.
And then just do their own thing. And I have seen many, and it's not hard to find them, many people who have taken a painted canvas and literally made it visually 3D, brought to life, spectacular. And to me, that's the pinnacle of the talent, is to be able to do that, if you know, and do it, and do it well. And that's a lot of experience, a lot of talent. That's knowing your threads. That's probably having a small library of stitch books and knowing which stitches work and how to make something go to the background visually and something come to the foreground. That's art, you know, and anybody says that that's just a craft is just crazy, because that is absolute art to be able to pull that off.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's, I mean, that's how it all works.
And that's kind of like what Linda Vincent did then with the Queen sampler. Cause right. She took, Darlene Olsteen,
yeah, right,
did the original Queen sampler. And then Linda Vincent did her interpretation and made the stitch guide.
Right. And that's like Darlene did most of the base work did in her thing. But then, yeah, Linda, I think Linda took that and took it to a new level with some different stitches and the way she treated it. She took that to a new level.
So, yes, she did.
Yeah, not unlike that. Yeah. But that's, okay. Yeah. So that's how that all works. And, you know, that's art. That's art all the way around.
Oh,
you
know? It is, because I couldn't do that. I mean, I couldn't, I know that.
And I will tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You could do that. If you, because you see, you have, there's an artistic mind in there. And if you took some painted canvases and did some stitch guides and got the hang of it, you would see it. You would start to see it, because you see it in your finishing and you see it in your stitching. And when you modify stitch charts, you see it. And I'm confident you could do it with a little experience and some time. And the stitches in general are not hard, but see, you see the textures, you see the colors, you see how they guide the eye. I know you do, and you could do it. You just have to dig in and try. And
well, I thank you for thinking that.
No, you could. You have it. See, you have it. Now, I struggle with that. I struggle to see that. And so for me, it is a struggle. But no, you have the eye, because I see it in your finishing.
Well, that's awful nice of you to say that, Gary.
Well, it's just the truth. I mean,
well,
yeah.
Well, thanks.
Deal
that's
with
nice.
It. Just deal with it, Donna.
Deal with it. Okay.
No, I do. And because I just can see it in your work. And I'm pretty confident if you had the time and wanted to and had a painted canvas you really liked, you would sit there, I know you would, and you would study that thing and you would say, oh, this needs to go to the background, I need this to be a little darker, and you'd have it. I know you would. Yeah.
Well, that's not, I don't know that I am that good. I think you're giving me more credit than what I deserve.
Sorry, no. You can.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But it's that's what I like. I just don't get excited about the painted canvas. It's just not me. I prefer the charted ones. It's just the way I am, you know, and I don't pretend that. I love the symmetry. I love the challenge of the stitches, but I love that everything is neat as a pin. And to stitch a scene with some gardens and some buildings, or, you know, or the iconic basket of flowers, it just doesn't get me excited. So to invest in it, time and money to do it, I just can't get excited. But you give me a Debbie Raleigh piece with, you know, all the stitches and all that stuff, and, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Right.
So, and then Curdy Biggs with Debbie Raleigh times three, you know, I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that just comes down to the tastes, everybody's tastes. And, but the painted canvas people, oh man, when you see somebody who knows what they're doing and can bring one of those to life, it's just, now, and like in our Needlepoint Guild, there are several of them, Mary McGuire, Carla McCoy, and I'm not even going to start naming, cause I'll leave people out. Just incredible talent. And they'll sit there and work a canvas, and then they'll come back next month to a meeting and you'll see it. And it's amazing. It's really amazing what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just art. It's just pure art. And
yeah, it is art. I mean, honestly, it is. And I don't know who, well, like what I said, this one that this, my, this lady from my needle workshop did, cause she only does needlepoint. And mm-hmm. I think she predominantly only does, she did like some, no, she does counted thread work too on canvases. But anyways, she only does needlepoint, I think. And, this village scene that she did with Robin King's stitch guide is just absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is.
And well, and Robin's very talented. And Robin, I want to do a show with you, please. No, she's incredibly talented. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was just really, it was just really beautiful. And so then when I was thinking about, I saved this picture from Facebook and put it on my, I have like a album in, on my computer and on my iPad of beautiful stitching. So if mm-hmm. I see something that just totally just takes my breath or, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful, I do a screenshot of it and save it. And I had it in that album. And so, and I wrote what it was and who it was by and all that stuff. Because when she finished it, I knew I saw it in progress. And then every time I go, I'd see it, I'd think, oh, it'd be a little bit more, a little bit more. And, oh, it was just beautiful. It was really, it just really struck me. But see, that kind of pastoral village scene, house building, that's my thing. I like that. That's me. I like that. So that's why it spoke to me. And so I just thought it was, and I thought, I'm going to ask Gary that because he would know, and I don't know. And I bet you there's a lot of other cross stitchers that don't know about that either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and see, now Mary McGuire has done this, and we keep, Mary and I keep threatening to do a video about it. She has taken cross stitch designs and mm-hmm. converted them to needlepoint
mm-hmm.
and done the different stitches and stuff. And that's another dimension that is really spectacular. And she's really gotten some good results. But she's one of those that, you know, can see the colors, can see the stitches. And so she'll just take a cross stitch design and do that. And, you know, that's another aspect that that's what's so cool about this hobby. There's so many nuances that you can do. And so, you know, that reminds me, I got to call Mary and we got to do a video showing how that is done and what she's gotten out of that. So, so like that cross stitch scene that by the sea or that landscape we talked about a few weeks ago mm-hmm. that you have, then see, take that and put it on, and do that as a needlepoint piece.
Right.
Yeah. And you bring in the stitches and do all the things rather than just crosses. Yeah.
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 That'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And that one would be, that one would be beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
The mid Amish life would be beautiful as a needlepoint too.
See?
Yeah, it would. Maybe I need to start doing that as a needlepoint. Ha ha ha. No.
You could do it. You could do it. I'm telling you, you could. Yep.
Well, thanks. That's nice of you to say that. But you know what? I think that everybody in their mind has the burning question of, Gary, how are you doing on Sarah Brazier?
Well, follow us on the Instagram.
That's right. On the Instagram. Follow.
Because, Fiber Talk and at Vonna Pfeiffer.
Yep.
Because we've been posting.
Yeah.
About that. You're doing okay there. You're moving along.
I am.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought I muted my mic. Oh, I'm sorry, Vonna. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad now. I thought my mic was muted there for a moment. Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm at the basket. I think that's good. I'm on the basket.
Yeah. Looks great.
It does. Mine's more blank than yours.
Yeah. That would be a term to use. Yeah, more blank.
Mm-hmm. More blank. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am just, every time in the rearview mirror, in your rearview mirror, you see like this little speck and I'm waving at you.
Yep. Oh, I see you. I see you moving forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As you move forward.
Yeah.
As you race ahead.
Yeah, another update here in the next couple of days. Yeah, I'm, I may be within a few days of actually scrolling up on the scroll rods. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gary.
I just may be. I think I'm getting close. Yep.
And I think that there's been I don't know. Have you noticed that there's quite a few people on Instagram that have, I think, resurrected their Sarah Braziers?
Yes.
That sounds like I'm saying Sarah Brazier.
It does.
I have. Like today I saw it's somebody that I follow, and she's a Texan, and her handle is MILANDSR. She is on, it appears to me that she is on the bottom left hand row of Sarah.
Ooh.
So she's, yeah.
Ooh.
And Gary, I think she's done her satin stitch in the borders as she goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
From That's what, interesting.
Yeah. So her name is Shelley, I think. Let me see. Yeah, her name is Shelley. Melander, M-I-L-A-N-D.
Oh, yes, her. Yes.
S-R.
Yes.
Not E-R. Melander.
Greetings to her. Yes, that's right. I saw her stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. She does a lot of beautiful stuff.
Yep. You'll have to ask her about that when she gets it done and she unrolls it. Yeah.
I think that it looks like, because I've been following her for a while, and it seems to me that from what I understand, there's been a couple that I've noticed has done the satin stitch as they've gone.
Yeah.
You know, not waiting until the end.
Right.
And where did we get that tip from?
Well, that was from the model stitcher, Jackie.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, Jackie, who stitched the model. Because when I did a show with her, that's what she said to do.
Oh, okay.
So I, you know, people smarter than me, I shut up and executed, you know?
You just follow their rules,
hey,
yeah.
Who am I to argue with her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
I've seen her work. I've seen the model. I'm not arguing with her.
Yeah.
You just shut up and show up with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shut up or show up.
And show up. Yeah, not or. You shut up and show up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one doesn't work without the other. Yeah, yeah. If you think about it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. That's interesting. So I was going to ask you, oh, we got to wrap this up, man. I was going to ask you now, when you satin stitched, did you use double strand or did you do single strand twice or what'd you do?
I did. Okay, here's what I did, buddy. I thought, now maybe I'm wrong. I went through and did it single strand every hole.
Not a chance, no.
And then, okay, but now listen, single strand all the way through. Then I went back and did it again.
Okay.
So it's a double layer. It looks good. That mine looks good, Doug.
Gotta say, came out perfect. Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked good. I was really, after I got done, I thought, that is looking fine.
Yep.
Looking fine.
Yep, you got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, no, I thought I was going to do double strand, but then you said that Nicola said to do it single and then go back and do it again, right?
Right. That's her technique, yes.
Yeah, so I did it. That's exactly how I did it. So, Nicola, thank you. Thank you, thank you, because mine looks beautiful.
Yep. No, it came out really nice. Yep. Nice work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do the balls in the fruit in the fruit basket, the circles in the fruit basket. I cannot wait to do that one with the satin stitch because I'm on the leaves right now, the leaves in the fruit basket. So I just have a few more of those and then I will be doing the balls or the fruit. Whatever.
Be careful now. This is a family show. Have you done the basket yet?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. You're flying.
I am, man. I have not worked on any. I want you to know, Gary, that this person here that's sitting in this chair in this bedroom only stitched for like 20 years. Little House, Prairie Schooler, you know, Plum Street Samplers, Brenda Gervais. You know, that's all I stitched. Really, if you come to my house. I've done Blackbird designs and ornaments, Christmas ornaments from various people. That's all I've stitched for 20 years. I have only stitched Sarah Braziere basically for the last. Now, when I went away on my Mom's Gone Wild retreat, I stitched on Little House on my early Americans because I just have three more. I can't. I've got three more people done. Why? I mean, what? Three people left to do. Why can I not just like do it? You know what I mean? I want that finished, you know? But so I worked on that on my little getaway. But other than that, all I have when I come home, so I've been home like 2 weeks tomorrow. All I've stitched on is Sarah since then. I mean, I look forward to her every night. It's like a fever in my blood to
Whoa.
come up and, yeah, to come up and stitch on Sarah. I am just enjoying it. And I'm, you know, I'm one of those people that, and I know that we've talked about this before and you're not like one of these people, but when I sit and I'm stitching something, you know, I fall in love with it. And then I think about how I'm going to frame it and where I'm going to hang it and how it's going to look. And I never did that with Sarah, but I'm starting to do that with Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to
It
think.
really is it's a special sampler. I mean, of the stack of stuff that I own, that one just, I look at the other ones, I go, no, Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about
And
it.
it's gonna be a huge stitching feat when I complete it. I mean, it's gonna be like that'll be the biggest feather in my hat.
Yep.
You know, it really will.
Well, that's impressive. It's impressive. It really is.
Yeah.
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 So you're working. Oh man, you're moving right on that basket. All right, I'm pounding away tonight.
Yeah, because see, you're getting a little nervous, aren't you? Get
Yeah,
a
a little
little nervous.
nervous. A little nervous. Yeah, because you haven't done anything with that border up there at the top yet. So.
No, and that does take a long
Yeah,
time. I
this
mean,
is.
I've got it halfway. It's
Yeah.
halfway done.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's only halfway. And it takes that each flower takes an evening to do.
Yeah, those. Yeah, that looks like a quick stitch, but those are slow
It,
go. Yeah.
oh yeah, because there's a lot of thread changes and there's a lot of counting because, you know, she made mistakes. But one thing that I must mention about Nicola's patterns is that she annotates. Now watch, here's there's she left this bare or she missed it. You know,
Yep.
I like that. I
Yeah.
like how Nicola really is a class act when it comes to her patterns.
Yep.
I
Yeah,
mean,
that's.
really, she is. There, it's phenomenal. And I bought that new one, the red work one, the Bristol
Oh,
Orphanage
that one,
stamp one.
yes.
And so I bought the new one. Kim sent it to me, beautifully packaged, all with the stitchy dot thread needle minder and the thread and all that. I did not do 46 count this time. I am doing 40 count. So, but it's a beautiful. It's on that new Weeksi Works linen that Kim did a little video on her channel or Facebook thing. And it's beautiful. It's going to be a honking big one too. I can't believe how big it is. But now that's put like a fever in my blood about Bristol Orphanage samplers too. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? I mean,
Yeah.
that's like a whole new world. And I've been reading about them and seeing about them. And, you
Yep.
know, and there's people that say any sampler lover, your wall, you cannot have a home filled with reproduction samplers that does not include at least one Bristol Orphanage sampler reproduction.
Yep.
So,
Great history there. Yeah.
yeah,
Yep.
so I got that. And I like those. I like the look of those because of like what you said, the geometrical neatness of them. You know, like it
Yeah.
just appeals to your eye of lines and properness, I guess. You know,
Right.
what is that called? Like it's not chaos, it's not entropy, it's like order. But it's, you know, it's just like prim and proper. That's what it reminds me of. It's beautiful. I love the one. What's the name of the one? I can't remember now. The new one.
Got me.
I can't remember. It's not Hannah, is it? I
No,
don't
it's, I
know.
don't think so. I don't know. Got me.
Anyways, it's
I
beautiful. It's the new one by
can't remember all of them.
Hands Across the Sea. Beautiful. The new Bristol Orphanage sampler. It's gorgeous. So there you go.
Okay, watch us on Instagram. We're plowing through it.
We are.
Yep. Speaking of orderly, prim and proper stitching, Sunday's guest, Michelle Lee from Adelaide in Australia. Japanese and Chinese embroidery
Oh,
with a little history built in.
awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun conversation with her. That's now there's a world. There's a world of challenging stitching right there. Ooh.
Yeah, we can't take anything on Japanese or Chinese right now. Cool. We got to focus on Sarah and Queen. You've about, I'm like barely got my nose outside of the water.
Yeah. No, Michelle, oh man. Yeah, it was fun talking to her and learning a little history and what's behind and what the differences are between Japanese and Chinese stitching. And then there's Japanese bead embroidery.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that kind of thing with beads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful too.
Yeah. So that's Sunday.
Okay.
It is.
Awesome.
All right. Wow. We talk a lot.
You know, we really like each other, Gary. That's what it is.
It's kind of a thing. Yeah. Right. That's it. We're done. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Sassy Jacks for sponsoring. Fiber Talk made me buy it with the hashtag. Yep.
Yep.
Remember to mention Fiber Talk when you buy stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.